Track 32.
Each Kindness by Jacqueline Woodson, Part 2. The weather got warmer and warmer, and grass began growing. There was no snow outside. One day, Maya came to school. She was wearing a nice dress and beautiful shoes. We understood that the dress and the shoes were not Maya's, because they looked bigger on her. "I have a new name for her," Kendra whispered. "Never knew. Everything she has comes from a second-hand store." We all laughed. Maya stood in the schoolyard. She was holding a rope, but she didn't ask us to play with her. After a few minutes, she started jumping. She jumped around the yard without stopping. She didn't look up, just jumped, jumped, jumped. The next day, Maya's seat was empty. In class that morning, we were talking about kindness. Mr. Albert asked us to gather around the table. There was a big bowl on the table. He filled it with water. He dropped a small stone into it. Small waves rippled out away from the stone. "This is what kindness does," Mr. Albert said. "Each little thing we do goes out like a ripple into the world." Then Mr. Albert asked us to drop the stone into the water and see what kind things we often did. Joseph said, "I often hold the door for my grandmother." "I carry teacher's books up the stairs," Andrew said. I was standing at the teacher's table and holding the stone. I didn't know what to say. "Even small things count," Mr. Albert said. But I couldn't think of anything and gave the stone to one of my classmates. Maya didn't come to school the next day, or the day after that. Each morning I walked to school slowly and hoped to see Maya. I wanted to see her and smile back. "Each kindness," Mr. Albert said, "makes the world a little better place to live in." The next day, I went to school and hoped to see Maya. But Maya's seat was empty again. And one day, Mr. Albert said to the class, "Maya will not come back. Her family moved to another city some days ago." That afternoon, I walked home alone. On my way home, I ran to the lake near my house and collected some stones. I said to myself, "I never showed any kindness to Maya. I felt so sad because I missed the chance of kindness with Maya." One by one, I threw the stones to the lake and shouted out all the kind actions I didn't do to Maya. I hope I will have a chance to talk to her one day. I hope.